I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey everyone and welcome, I'm Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and also giveaway winners.
Woo-hoo!
Well, not every Thursday.
Just this Thursday
until the next giveaway. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking and, of course, announcing our winners for this year's, I guess, grand finale. Mm-hmm. Of giveaways.
2025.
Yeah, crazy. It's already coming to an end. We'll talk a couple music videos, of course, that we watched, checked out. Well, you know, there's actually a lot of interesting stuff in the world of SHINee.
Mm-hmm.
For all those shawls out there, not all of it is good. It's very interesting, like the different things going on between all the different members.
Mm-hmm.
Haley has a good amount of Cordis to talk about. We'll talk a little bit of 17. We'll talk some BTS, some Stray Kids. I apologize. I have not had the chance or time to really watch or see anything in terms of our girl groups, my fellow girl group stands, but at least someone's going to get a cool giveaway this time. But I'll try to catch up. There's a lot of stuff I really want to watch and check out. Just haven't had the time.
Right. I mean, we just got back from Japan and then we went straight back to work and then preparing for holidays.
And now we're doing this
episode.
Haley has way more stuff. She was able to get some, a couple of things were like leftovers because it was too much to talk about in other episodes.
Uh-huh.
So it paid off for you.
I did watch like some other stuff for Cordis.
How the hell have you found
time? I'm always on top of Cordis stuff.
How do you?
I can stay up until 3 a.m.
But then the thing is,
the
news that you have is some of it is Cordis stuff from leftovers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit.
I don't know what to say. I don't know how you did it because, I mean, I felt like we were so busy, especially with everything going on. Yeah, anyways, enough ranting here. I apologize. We'll talk more girl groups and have more girl group stuff next episode for sure. With that said, let's announce the winners. So we have two winners for our 2025 giveaways because Haley has her own little guy group giveaway package.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, who is the winner for this one?
So the winner for my guy group package is Alyssa Wang, basically, is the winner for mine.
Well, yay!
Woohoo! Congratulations!
I'll tell mine. Also, these winners, we're going to also message y'all and we're going to post. We did like literally right before this recording. That's probably why we're like kind of like out of it.
Especially him.
Like it's late at night. We're literally recording this maybe a few hours before this officially comes out, this episode, because I have to edit it because it's just been so busy and work for both of us. And we just did the random draw, the usual spin,
the wheel
spinning thing. So I screen recorded. We got our winners and now here we are recording. The winner for my, some of y'all have some very interesting
usernames.
Unforgettable, very curious and very intriguing names.
Some of them are really weird.
I mean, I guess that's another way to say it.
Yeah.
But for mine, I have a very interesting one, Haley. Mm-hmm. The winner of mine, which is Joko's girl group giveaway package, is Zach X Fart Sucker. What a funny ass name,
oh,
yo.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all are wild.
Well Fart there you Sucker, go. Mr. Fart Sucker is the winner.
Mr. Fart Sucker is going to get a really cool package. Mm-hmm. Along with Elisa or Elisa Wang, right?
For yes.
For your giveaway. Mm-hmm. We'll get all your information details and we'll pan all that out in DMs. Congrats again. Thank you for entering. Thank you to everyone for entering and for tuning in to the pod as always. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we'll put it also like on our IG story, like the little wheel mm-hmm. thing that we did and selected everyone with. So mm-hmm. congrats. And let's move on. Okay, so we talked about Spotify Wrapped. Some of y'all listening to us, we appreciate that.
Yes.
From last week. We did our giveaway winners, and I guess, you know what? I didn't do a full-on comeback thing. Okay, so mm-hmm. what we'll do, I literally forgot to put that because we were busy doing something else, and it's just comebacks from last. Like, the notes are from fucking last week. Great mm-hmm. job, me, who's been working so late lately. So I
but
need
I
to look
like
up all that
shit. But I feel
like
there hasn't been a lot of, comebacks.
Like, luckily enough. Right now. Actually, you know, I think I even brought that up. There's not really much comebacks. Mm-hmm. Not till January again. Because if there are comebacks, it's, really small ones or, like a random group will just throw one in. Because... Mm-hmm. Well, the end of the year is saved for just holidays and performances
all
and
the
all
end
the
of
different
the year performances.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Or award
so,
shows.
So they usually don't have a lot released. And actually, I'm looking at one of the sources I use to look at comebacks right now. Like, I'm doing this live. There's nothing even to for the beginning of January, for almost the first week. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we could just, yeah, no comebacks really. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's it. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Just
that's
all
the episode.
Award shows that are coming up, which are really exciting.
Yes, enjoy all mm-hmm. of that that's to come. Let's talk about some music videos because we caught up-ish a little bit, right? And then now we're checking out some other videos. Let's see. Oh, actually, NMIX is one.
Mm. They did a holiday Christmas
remix
special video.
Of Blue Valentine, of course.
But it's a Christmas remix version.
And I feel like they...
The tempo was less fast, I guess, for
it's,
that one.
It just depends. It just depends on the group. It depends on the producers. Because I feel like the Seraphim and Islet, Hive in general, they always make holiday versions. Remember the Seraphim's Perfect Night? I think Islet is releasing something mm-hmm. for their new song as well, but I don't think it's officially out yet. So we're not talking about it yet. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, they add bells to it and call
exactly.
it a Christmas
that's
song.
That's it. They add those jingle bells and yeah. gongs and
yep.
dongs and yeah. So there you go. And then they slap it on with some those little Christmas shaking mm-hmm. like a sleigh mm-hmm. thing. And there you go. It's a holiday remix.
Yep.
So that's what they did.
I mean, that's what BTS did with their Dynamite remix.
That's
I
what all
that.
Of them. Yeah. So I mean. All of them. I mean, what other way can you make it a holiday remix? Honestly.
Hey, you need those bells.
So Blue Valentine, they dropped that. It was interesting because this video was, you could really hear them singing. I think they were singing the vocals that you're hearing in the actual recording in the video is them singing live, right? You know,
yeah,
it's
it
live
was.
Or something like mm-hmm. that. So, let's see. It was cute. The whole, they put a lot of Christmas stuff. It looks like they were in some fucking attic though.
Yeah, and then they had a Christmas tree and then a train set going around and
I saw
presents.
The Christmas TV thing that yeah. Bae kept holding. Mm-hmm. I gotta say though, Haewon looks very good blonde.
She does.
She actually is pulling that
she
shit off.
It.
And it's this is the first time I feel like we've ever seen Haewon blonde. So this is the first time
she hasn't done anything
doing,
exciting to her
with
hair
blonde
before.
Haewon. So mm-hmm. it's been enjoyable for sure, including one of our Haewon bias friends, of course. I really like all their outfits. Very cute, even the styling. I really like Kyujin's hair mm-hmm. styling and Seulyeon. She even had that little red-ish tint to mm-hmm. her hair. So everyone was looking fantastic. I like specifically the hair styles for them. There's this one part. I don't know if you noticed, but Lily was like tied down.
Yeah. By the toy soldiers.
Yeah, by the toy soldiers. The Nutcrackers. That was interesting. Mm. That reminded me of either, you know, like Sid with Toy Story.
Yes.
Or also, do you know that old film? Because we're boomers.
Soldiers?
Would you say?
I'm going to say small shoulders.
Yeah. Your shoulders are pretty small.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Small soldiers. I remember that one. That is exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah. Small soldiers, which was kind of terrifying.
Looking, I guess.
Well, as a kid, that's kind of terrifying, like all that stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what it reminded me of. Maybe Indian in the Cupboard, if you want to throw out some more glances of how much of boomers we kind of are now. Mm. So that was pretty interesting. I like those little details. And there's like a lot of cool small details like Christmas stuff.
Yeah, that's cute.
All over the video. And the really cool surprise... It surprised me because I didn't read the title. Yeah. Haley just pressed play.
I read the title.
So after the actual music video remix, whatever, of Blue Valentine finished, it wasn't done yet because they ended and started with Funky Glitter Christmas, mm-hmm. which is actually, I really like this Christmas song. We all know this song, right? We mm-hmm. kind of are familiar with it. And it was really cool because they did another like live vocal performance, and it was like more of a real performance this time, like no like edits of like it being like a music video or anything like that.
Yeah, it was just them singing and goofing around.
Yeah, so it's always enjoyable seeing that kind of thing. Also, fellow answers, mm-hmm. we hope y'all got your tickets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Haley, right?
Yeah, the concert we're going.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah. So we're gonna see NMIX. One of our friends is like going like three different stops. Of course, he better because he's like the
That's
official alt group of like NMIX in our like friend group. Haley and I are gonna be going to the one over here. It's at it's a YouTube theater, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't get like our friends got VIP barricade, and I didn't gun for it. I was just like, I have a lot of other groups I want to save up for.
Weren't you helping?
But we're still. I was helping them too,
yeah.
But I didn't. I got our tickets.
Yeah. Okay.
I got James's other VIP ticket somewhere else.
That's what I mean. Like you helped.
I think it was in Texas or something. I mean, going to Texas is always fun. You get cowgirl and mix this time.
Yeah.
And what cowboy or cowgirl, whatever group mm-hmm. you want to see. So Texas is always fun when there's a Texas city stop. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just be at the YouTube theater, like the front row of the upper area.
Yeah.
That should be fine.
No, it's
and,
fine.
The tickets, I mean, decently priced.
Yeah.
I think total was like $120, so.
It's not bad.
Not bad. And like you said, like our phones are fantastic. So if we're recording.
And the venue is totally, tiny. So like it's
compared
fine.
Compared to a lot of venues we've been checking out previously, like recently. So yeah, it's going to be totally fine and enjoyable because we love NMIX's music, especially the new album that came out. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. So. Hope y'all got your tickets wherever you are watching them, mm-hmm. and maybe we'll see some of you at the LA show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And let's see. Let's move on. The next music video we watched was by Daesung, the man, the legend himself.
From Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. Hando Chogwa. That's the song, right?
Yes, which means exceeding the limit, because I had to look it up.
I imagine that's like push it to the limit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was really interesting because I think I talked about how this song was like, we got a glimpse of it like last week or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's very like
retro
Korean sounding, but it makes sense. Haley looked up the genre. It's called Korean trot music.
Yeah.
So it's like an overly dramatic, like fun
sounding. Yeah.
Fun. Like
it was, almost comedic.
Yeah.
I guess. Like,
very good way to put it. So that's what it is. And of course, I was looking forward to watching this because my Sana was there. In the music video, just featured as like a guest, like
actress.
Yeah. She was there like acting, even though she was portraying herself
right.
as Sana.
And he was himself.
But that lucky son of a bitch, Daesung, he was basically like on a dinner date with Sana. Mm-hmm. It's funny because she's like, oh, I'm from Osaka. Like, it's funny because like you're on a dinner date. And she's like, he's like, where are you from? She's like, I'm Osaka. And it's funny because she really is. So she's spitting out all her like normal facts. She's from Osaka. And at the end of it, it's like because I guess they're paying after like their very fancy dinner date, mm-hmm. right? They look like they're at this like
bougie
restaurant. And his card got declined.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to pay for it. But then his credit card kept getting the decline.
I was going to say, at least he had a second one. But that got declined in the third and a fourth and a hundreds later.
And every time, like, the guy would swipe it, he'd say Hondo Chogwa, which is like, oh, it's exceeded the limit already.
So that's
like,
what, that literally is what it is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then, you know, then it's, like, funny because after all that, it just, like, spirals out and he's, like, having this, like, weird, like, fever dream. And then it kind of goes back to him, like...
preparing for the date with Sana.
So it's like... he's working out. But he's actually dreaming, though, at the same time. But, yeah, so, like, it kind of goes back. He's, like, working out for Sana, who wouldn't.
Yeah. But he's so dumb. He's, like, so over the top.
He's doing, like, finger push-ups. He thinks he's, like, One Punch Man. It's so funny. And then he's, like, even doing, like... he's doing bench presses, and then, like, he's just blowing with his breath.
He was, like, holding, like, heart... hands and lifting the bar with his heart hands.
So good. He's like one of the funniest fucking people in K-pop. So yeah, that's why I was totally fine with watching this mentally, emotionally.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
For a little bit. Yeah, so he was just doing all that. And then like the weird part.
He's rich. Like I don't know if he was just dreaming this. Or if this was like actually like, is he actually rich? But then
he's ripped.
In this sequence, he was like driving like a white Corvette, and then all these Ajumas were like fangirling over
that
him.
Was the funniest. I was like, what's going on?
And they were
on?
Inside his mansion, like chasing after him.
All the Ajumas, bro.
Yeah.
Getting all them Ajumas. Yeah. All those older Korean moms and cougars and aunties, bro.
Yep.
He's getting it. But it's just funny because they're like chasing him around and then like celebrating, having fun. And the lyrics too, if you read like the lyrics too, it literally says, I think in the chorus, like quote unquote, it's like, just worry later, just swipe my card.
It's like, okay, like, Daesung.
Oh my God. And also, if any of y'all fellow armies ever watched this, you would be as very keen as we were and very perceptive. This is the same mansion that he was dancing outside of as the same mansion Jungkook was dancing at, I think, for one of his performance or dance videos.
Yeah, it was performance.
We think it's standing next to you, or it could be like, was it standing next to you? Or...
it's like one of those, but he had like a dance performance and he it's had like a whole that, like dance crew.
The backyard of like this big ass like California looking mansion kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember Brian Puspos is there.
Yes.
That's all I remember.
Yep.
So that's where that part is taking place. And then all of a sudden he's like waking up to Sana like at the dinner table.
Yeah.
To Sana waking him up saying like, oh, I paid
for it already.
Like, oh, she was like calling him Oppa.
Yeah.
I paid for it. And then
and he's like, you paid?
He's like, oh, no. He like, and then.
But why did he act? He's like drunk.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Then he calls her a Hondo Chogwa.
Yeah.
You're so Hondo Chogwa. I was like, what? I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Extreme limit.
It sounds like you're explaining a fever dream. Just watch it.
Yeah, just watch it.
Another thing that Haley and I watched that Haley thoroughly enjoyed
was DK and Songkwan, but it's not a like their own song. They did a cover of Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga's song "Die with a Smile." I love this song, and
Damn, I love this duo. That was a good rendition, though.
It was really good.
Plus, we all know. It's DK and Songkwan. You want fucking vocalists? Holy shit.
Their vocals are crazy.
These are the cream of the crop for like Gen 3.
Yeah.
For reals.
So it was really, really cute because they put so much effort into this cover music video because they were...
it was splendid.
They were wearing the like similar, like if not the exact same outfits as the original MV, except Songkwan was not wearing a dress because Lady Gaga was obviously wearing a dress, so he's wearing like a suit version of it. So they were in blue suits, red shirts, and like DK had a white cowboy hat because Bruno Mars wore that as well. And then Songkwan had a blue suit also, and a red, like a big red bow, because that's the same as like Lady Gaga. What was funny is because in the original music video, Lady Gaga has a cigarette in her mouth.
Yes, yes, that's
true. Songkwan is not going to do that. So instead, he used a lollipop.
That was so funny.
It was really cute.
That was genius. Yeah.
It was well done. Obviously, like the whole thing, they held hands. They danced together. They even had like the band in the back were just mannequins dressed up wearing sunglasses, which is so cool because like in the original music video, they did have a like a real band, but the audience were mannequins. So it's like they were using parts of the original music video for this cover. So I was like, damn, they really like, really.
This is how you pay like homage and respect
they
to
did
like
so good
to like when you do covers or something like that, it's awesome. It was great.
Yeah, and then they even, like, at the end of the music video, they had, like, the same, like, blue heart.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
I was like, and they were, like, holding hands and stuff. I was like, oh, it's so cute. But, yeah, go check it out. Obviously, their vocals are so good. Like, I've listened to that cover so many times, and then I went back and watched
it. Is it on Spotify, too? Do you think they did the cover on Spotify, or is it just on?
I think it's only on YouTube.
Damn. I wish they, like, dropped it somewhere, like, you could stream music. Yeah, so check that out. Obviously, a lot of carrots are very excited, and, you know, that was a lot of fun. They're so fucking good.
They're so good. DK is really handsome. Like, every time I see him, I'm like, damn, he's so handsome.
I told Haley this all the time. He gives me, like, Adrian Brody vibes.
Yeah,
because
of that nose.
Like, the same facial structure kind of thing. But, yeah, there you go. And Sun Kwan gives us B2B, what's his name?
Un
Kwan, which is, like, funny enough, it sounds almost, like, similar vibes, because they kind of, like...
They're both goofy and funny.
And, like...
Really good vocals.
Look similar, but, yeah, they have probably the most fantastic, crazy vocals, so it's insane. How are they not related? They look like brothers, like, honestly.
Could be our cousins, maybe.
And last but not least, the last video we checked out was by Sejong, of course, from IOI formerly, and also, you know, a lot of different, you've probably seen her in a lot of K-dramas too.
Business Proposal.
So she dropped, I guess this is also one of her first, like, real solos on her own too, a song called Solar System. And it's very, like a more of an emotional folk song kind of thing, like emotional, like sad folk song. And the music video is very interesting. If you like one of those people that likes finding
everything.
Yeah, that likes analyzing like symbolism and a lot of different things. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And, you know, she's like a waitress taking order. But like, I think in the beginning, it's like she's like crying and she like, or she's like sad and she's like sitting at her like it's at her desk at home in front of what's that shit called? Like, we need a mirror. I can't think of words right now.
Vanity?
It looks like a vanity set or something, right? And then, like, so she goes to work, and then she's working at, like, this restaurant who has, like, there's only this one old dude by himself sitting at a table, and then there's, like, a pianist also. And it's just a lot of weird, like, symbolism and a lot of things going on, especially with, like, the lyrics being very, like, sad and emotional. And then she, like, so she's just like a bartender slash like the server. And by like the end of it, you see like her interacting kind of with like the pianist that's there. And they're just like all tending to this one guy by himself, like this older man that they don't really get into more detail of. And then the pianist, you know, like is drinking a drink. And then he sees that she's been injecting or like using a droplet to put something in the drinks, like almost like she's spiking it with something. And he sees it and then walks away and goes back to his piano. And then he has like the same exact cup with a drink and he just drinks it, even though he knows like there's something in it. And the thing is like at the end, like after all this stuff happens, she goes home, like at the end of the video, goes home back to that like little vanity desk that she has. And then we see what she uses. And it's even more sad because she fucking cries tears, puts it in the glass, like, little vial. And that's what she is, like, dropletting into people's drinks, her tears.
Making other people sad?
Making a little salty, I guess. But, yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, she's a fantastic actress, obviously. One of the GOATs. And, you know, so that's why you get to enjoy her, like, acting skills since she's, like, the main actress in the music video as well. So if you're curious and you're interested in checking out this like sad folk slow drama song.
Yeah, it's a very slow song.
There you go. I mean, like if you want the drama, there you go.
There's also one other music video we checked out that you missed. Minho.
Oh, Minho. Shiny, duh.
With his song Tempo.
Yes, I mean.
I don't know why I can't just take that man seriously.
And the thing is, it's like for Tempo, you know, it sounds very like his songs kind of have a specific sound.
Yeah, they do.
And it sounds like him. Sounds and he's like always in the nighttime. It's always like city stuff. It's like a city nightscape. There's a fucking car.
Yeah.
He's dancing on a rooftop and it's nighttime. And it's just he just looks like Minho.
Some of the lyrics, I'm just like, what?
Oh, man, I forgot. I didn't even write it down.
If you want to go fast, go slow. If you want to go high, go low.
I was like,
okay,
who ghost wrote this for you, Minnow?
And he looked really good with his hair slicked back.
Forehead supremacy, mm-hmm. as Haley and I call it. Yes. Especially when, like, we talk about it with Jin when he, like, shows off his forehead. Yeah. It's like
he's like a different person.
It's like, even though you know how dumb and, like, crazy and silly Jin is, once he does that, you're like, oh, shit. And the same with Minnow.
Yeah.
Because he's dumb as hell. He's dumb and crazy and like silly, stupid too.
Yeah, he is.
But and then when he does that, it's like, damn. Yeah. He could like flip transform on a different persona kind of thing. And you'll have to take them seriously once they show their foreheads.
Yep.
So that's the switch.
They mean business.
And with that said, it's time for us to take a little break and a water break, bathroom break, whatever you need to for everyone else. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't yet. We really appreciate the support by you doing that. That's all you have to do. And Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just send your messages there.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com. And for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
All right, moving on. Like I said, it's a lot more guy group stuff. I apologize. The only girl group thing I do have, ish, it's kind of even related, is Bruno Mars. So this is for my fellow Blinks. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars had confirmed that he worked on another song with Rosé. They just haven't released it yet. It makes sense.
Yeah, because they other had something song was besides so,
APT.
So fucking like it was so good. That was last year.
APT APT is like
a year.
Is didn't it win like Song of the Year?
Yeah.
And so like of course they had worked on something else. There's no way it could have just been that. And also, right. I mean, Rosé's working is in like her lab in the studio, right, again, working on more music. Not to mention Blackpink in general. I think they're aiming for a comeback early next year, I believe. I forgot where I saw it.
No,
and of course,
wasn't
like,
it in January?
Yeah, it's very like, yeah, it's that's very why soon. Like once, because you know, like we don't talk about comebacks till maybe just only a few weeks ahead, so it might be way further than just a few weeks from today or this episode. That's why they're not in it yet. Plus, I don't know if we have specific. There might be specific dates, I think, already. Mm-hmm. But looking forward to that. All my fellow Blinks, I know we're all very excited. their last single was a fucking amazing Jump. Mm-hmm. Oh man, dude, that's still my ringtone. Yes, to be honest, it is. gets me going. Now let's talk about one of since we're talking about Shiny earlier, we talked mm-hmm. about Minho. Let's talk about another. Oh, you know what? We didn't even mention it. Let's talk about one other member really quick. Taemin.
Oh yeah, Taemin. He's actually coming here.
Yeah. For the Grammy Museum. That is kind of shocking.
I'm like, what?
Especially him and how much he always wants to like leave.
I know. Yeah, so I forgot what date it is. I know it's on a Tuesday, which I can't do because I have work. And then I think it might be January 22nd or something.
Tickets
something
are already like coming out soon, yeah. right? Like in the next day or two?
I think on Friday.
So, I mean, yeah, so
Taemin. So if you want to see Taemin... The tickets are really cheap for Grammy Museum.
I mean, seeing him perform in such intimate
venue.
It's only
200
people. He's going to be so close. You'll get to see him work his fucking crazy-ass dance moves like, and choreo.
I hope he does Guilty. That would be a treat.
That would be insane to see. But I don't know so what he's close. I'm sure a lot of Shawls are like probably going to be camping
out.
Of
course.
It's going to be really cool. Are you curious? Are you thinking of maybe seeing it or what?
No, because how can I go there by myself?
What do you mean?
You said you're not going.
That's not by yourself. What if our other friends are going?
No, I'm good.
Sorry, Taemin.
No, because it's on a Tuesday, and I feel like I need more saved days off for like...
Uh-oh, for who?
For people I don't even know if they're coming or not. Cordis, boy uh-huh, next door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get it. I need to say... Sorry, Taemin. I got to save my PTO for about four to three times more groups and people than Haley's sure. And that's really interesting though that Taemin is gonna be at Grammy Museum. Did he have a comeback recently?
I have no idea.
We might have missed it or something. Just too much going on, but it's gonna be cool to see him dance live holy shit. Anyways,
his English is really cute too. So if you get some of that, lucky you.
You know what cute means? Quote unquote cute. Like it is cute. Everybody won. If
so
you know what
cute.
I mean by that.
He tries hard.
It's nothing compared to Key's English.
Right.
Key is like a fluent speaker for reals.
Yeah.
And there's some really like weird
news on Key.
Really weird and unfortunate news about Key.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let Haley kind of talk about it. It was very like. It was really weird because, like, we just saw some random, like, news, like...
Article.
IG. It was an Instagram, like, post.
Yeah, that he was, like, stepping down from everything he's doing.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think he had a recent comeback, and now he's stepping down from all these different...
Like, shows
promotions.
Or, like, hosting and, like, different shows that he's involved
with. Yeah.
He's just stopping all of that. So I was like, what the fuck is going on?
And then reading more into it, it's like, oh, okay, so that's kind of weird still. Then reading even more and more, it's
I'll
let Haley take the wheel.
Basically what happened is that he came forward saying that, because Key has been receiving medical treatment. I don't know what this medical treatment is. I tried looking for it. I was like, what's wrong? Like, why is he getting medical treatment? And I guess he had started it in the hospital, but then because of his schedule and stuff, he can't always make it to the hospital for those medical treatments. So he got a doctor to come to his home and do the treatments for him there at his house. And then I guess the controversy is that this doctor actually is not licensed at all. And she's been like giving him medications or whatever. Like, I don't know what the actual treatments are.
Then he comes out publicly
yeah.
and announces that.
Yeah, and then he apologizes.
So it's
and
like,
that he needs to step down from everything and that he needs to self-reflect. I was like, what? How is that your fault?
That was the part that I was very confused. And I feel like a lot of people like in the comments section
He's getting punished, or he's the victim.
It seems like he's punishing himself for, like, you know, someone who was, like, taking advantage of him or, like, lying to be, like, a licensed professional healthcare provider or something. Like, that shouldn't be on him. It's not like he knew.
Right.
Right? Or at least that's
what
we think.
Right, that's
what
we think.
We don't really know.
So, like, I had to, like, dig because I was like, that sounds so weird.
So that was more like, this is more the surface level of everything. And it's because it's really weird. Like,
yeah.
we were very, like, curious and like confused.
I was like, what
so
happened?
We had to look more into it because we're just like, what is going on?
So like, I guess this quote unquote doctor that's not licensed, she calls herself an injection aunt. So like, I don't know if she was doing like IVs or like fluid IVs or like injectables for like, you know, Botox fillers for Ki, because he never like, it was never distinguished of like what kind of medical treatments he was getting. But my initial thoughts like reading this was honestly, it was like, does he know, like, did he know that she was illegal or that he was like getting these kind of like drugs from her, like without, you know, her being licensed? Because like, why else would he be like, okay, I'm sorry, and then like just punish himself? So like, I was reading other people's like speculations, and then someone was like, based on what someone from Korea explained to me, this is just like people on Reddit, because like no one knows exactly what's happening. The implication is that this fake doctor might be a front for celebrities to gain access to illicit drugs. So that makes sense to me. I'm not saying that Ki is doing drugs, like I hope he's not, but like that would make more sense.
Yeah, that's why it's like all kind of weird. But it's like weird because then you'd be throwing this person out there, and then and it maybe like it's true, maybe he could be saving face before like someone
something
maybe
comes out.
Someone maybe was getting close to discovering it, and then that way he controls the story,
right?
But it's just like, you know, like it's just so weird. It's such a, who knows, hopefully it gets more like, it gets kind of like just stays as it is.
Yeah, I don't know, because like
I don't know.
I guess like, because like this quote unquote doctor, she was posting Ki's dogs, his house, and
that's
everything
very weird
on social media. So I was like,
that, that's without him knowing, kind of thing. Yeah. So
he didn't know.
And then I think you said that
people were tracking it down, telling
yeah.
him.
Mm-hmm. And
because you know, when people find out, they're like, oh my god, like isn't that Ki's dog? Like who is this lady? So like people were like, what is her relationship to Ki?
Right.
Like people were probably thinking like, are they in a relationship, or like who is this person? Like why is she posting Ki's dog?
Is there not any kind of fucking form of HIPAA violation in Korea?
I have no idea.
Like, do they have that? Because who in their fucking right mind
would
post that?
Post patient
confidentiality stuff.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because she's unlicensed. So, right? I mean, that's even fucking crazier.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
something like that, like, a person would go straight to, like, jail and, like, all these other things. I don't know what happened
so
to her.
So we don't know like what's actually going on. Like Ki only like issued an apology and said that he's going to be doing self-reflecting, but never like addressed anything else. So I don't know. Like if something else comes out, I'll cover it. Like once it like comes more.
Let us know. And some of you all like DM us interesting
if
stuff
you know,
sometimes. So.
Yeah. So
let us know. Cause
or
that's
Ki,
it's
I was
really
like, what
weird.
The fuck? Cause I thought he was like on tour and stuff, or like had a comeback.
Yeah.
And
that's
doing...
why. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's, it's just kind of like wild. Everything
so
going on.
So I don't know what's going on.
So moving on now, we talked about DK and Sun Kwang, of course, but it makes more sense that they're like
promoting.
Doing all this because they're promoting, getting ready and gearing up. They even dropped a trailer teaser of something, right?
Yeah, they did. So DK and Sun Kwang are going to have a mini album coming out on January 12th called Serenade. The duo itself is known as DXS.
Interesting.
And then the... It was kind of like a movie trailer teaser, and it was titled An Ordinary Love. And basically, it is shot as like a short film with intimate scenes of quiet tension, and then like,
which is true,
and
it
like
was.
Relationships like going on. But I was, because it looked like DK had a wedding ring, and the girl that was in that,
yeah, that he was living with in that apartment,
had a wedding ring too, but they seemed like very distant from each other, like they weren't acknowledging their existence. So it was very weird. And then Sun Kwang actually like had shared that they poured their hearts into this project, hoping it brings comfort in 2026. Like, if you want to pre-order their mini album, it's already live right now. So I know that we have a lot of carrots that listen to our... And I'm sure you guys already know this as well. So basically, in it, DK tries to make a call multiple times and cannot bring himself to hang up, even though no one is answering his call. I was like, that's really sad.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of interesting, like you said, it's like, really... Like a short film, like
really
dramatic.
It's shot really well.
When you're done watching Sejong's video, if you want to find more symbolism and
like
hidden stuff, like watch this one. This is really interesting.
And then Sun Kwang's part, like he is reminded of his past love when he spots a manga series someone bought to his work. So he's like working at a manga shop, basically. And yeah, so they said that their album, like as their album title suggests, like it's going to portray moments of love and the feelings of romantic encounters and breakups. So
this should be an emotional roller coaster.
I know.
It
should so be really we'll interesting. See.
With like two powerhouse vocalists, sign us up.
Right. I am.
Especially because they're both like, even though we like they have this very intense, serious, like this type of side of them is like completely opposite. This persona is opposite of what they how they really are.
They're fucking so it's really crazy interesting. And goofy, honestly.
It's really interesting seeing like the switch that like, you know, these professionals can pull. Yeah. So it's really cool. You have another thing?
I have so much. I feel like I'm going to be talking a lot.
Which that's all you.
Which gives Joko a break, I guess, because he's tired today. So Kickflip revealed their light stick. I think this was like a few weeks ago. I forgot to mention it.
It's not just that. It's just so much other things we've been talking about. Yeah. You had to put it to the side, but here we go.
Yeah, so it's a globe shape again, I guess. But
basic bitch.
I hate that. Globes. I mean, like, but it's fine.
I guess it has something.
Yeah, so there's a skateboard inside.
In the middle. But it's like NMIX has a whale in the middle of theirs.
That doesn't... Yeah, I mean, like, it does but make sense still, to like, the lore.
I know, but like... That's what I'm saying, though. It's just like, I wish they should have just made the whole thing the top of skateboard. A skateboard or something.
I
make
wish.
Make it like a tech deck that lights up or something.
I know. I mean, like, Boy Next Door's thing is like a globe, too, but it has a little house in it, but it's cute. It looks cute. I wouldn't guess. Want it as
maybe
just,
everyone
like, a house.
Has to make a freaking globe first to kind of like, that's their entryway.
I guess.
Unless
I mean,
you're
no.
Eugene.
Unless you're a Big Bang. Theirs was a crown.
This
they were
is
the
cool.
first music.
It was so innovative.
A light
VIPs
stick.
Was really cool too.
The bunny, they were the first bunny.
Because I mean, like Espa, now they have the pretzel.
Right, yeah, instead of the globe. That's true. So guess... so we'll see. I mean, this is their first light stick. So, oh, and their fandom name is We Flip. So I think it's
was
cute.
It not announced before?
It was, but okay. I'm just reminding people because I don't flip. Know how many people are actually into Kickflip. I tried to get into them, but
I remember you were really talking them up.
I was
to yourself.
Trying to.
But it,
but it just didn't hit there.
Yeah,
because
fucking Cordis
no,
came out of nowhere.
This was, like, not expected at all. So I was just like, oh, man, like, Kickflip. But then I didn't get into them, so I was just going to stick to Boy Next Door. But then, like, Cordis came out of nowhere, literally.
And they're like, Haley's ours.
So, like, I mean, I did talk about this. I'll, like, mention it briefly.
What are you going to talk about?
Cordis's fandom name.
Okay. And you have a lot of Cordis stuff, actually.
I do.
Okay. How about you talk about the fan name, fandom name. We'll break it because you need to. And then you'll do a Cordis BTS Stray Kids finale.
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, but...
I think I need a break after Cordis.
I don't know what to tell you, Haley.
Okay.
It's, I mean, if you think so, because
okay,
I feel
okay.
like the other stuff, like...
I'm just going to roll with it, about. I guess. Okay. So, like, I did mention it last week very briefly because I was very excited to announce that we do have a fandom name for Cordis.
What is it?
It's Core. But
what?
I mean,
what?
Core.
What?
Core. Like, Core.
Like,
we are
the Marine
Core.
Corps. Doing
but
Core
it's,
exercises.
Exactly. But it's spelt C-O-E-R. They did reveal their fandom name. It was after 100 days since debut. So, that was really, really... I feel like that was a good time for them to announce a fandom name. So, like I said, it's Core and pronounced as, like, C-O-R-E. And they did make an official post on Weverse describing the meaning behind the name. So, basically, the name brings together C-O-R with Cordis and then dash E-R, those who stand together, while also echoing Core, C-O-R-E, the fans who support Cordis. So, like, the fandom, Core, are, like, the core for Cordis. Like, we are their core, which is kind of what they were getting at. The fans who support Cordis with the deepest love and passion. So, I really think that the name matches the fandom. The name thus symbolizes the core driving force behind Cordis and those who will color outside the lines together with Cordis. So that was the, like, official post on Weverse.
Always, like, some type of meaning.
I like it. and then We would like to thank all the Cordis Weavers community members who have shown their unwavering support and love during the 100 days since Cordis's debut. We hope you will continue to share countless moments with Cordis as core for a long time to come.
Yay!
Yay! I mean, I'm happy with it. I still wish that we were called Crayons because that would have been really cool too, but I guess core matches them as well.
Crayons is still cool. They could have made some other BS to make crayons work.
Like we're gonna color with them, but outside the lines. I don't know. It's fine. Core is fine. Right. So they've already, like, you know, from their award shows and stuff, they have already used the name and been like, "Thank you, Core.
You're the core of our existence."
Exactly. No, really. Without us, like, they would flop, basically.
Yeah, you make Stray Kids stay.
Exactly.
So do you think they're ever going to say that? Like what I just said? Or have they said that yet? Like, what? You're the core of our existence. We.
Oh, no, they haven't said that. Oh. I think they've said, like, you're our core.
Oh, man. Okay, sure. Okay. Whatever.
Okay, so did you want me to stop?
Yeah, this might be a good break time because I feel like we kind of discussed a little bit. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't yet. We're pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Of course, this is the Permission to Stand podcast with Haley and Joko. And Haley, where can they check us out and let everyone know they can actually chat with us?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Oh my god,
what is that? What are you gonna say? Cordcast?
Cordis. Permission to Stand Podcast. Stop.
Yeah.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
So, guys, I have a lot. Oh, so I hope you guys will all be Cordis fans or core at the end of this because I have a lot to talk about Cordis, which I want to talk about them, obviously.
All right. And so, then fellow ARMY, you know, same company, yep. Right? Because you're going to talk about BTS right after.
I am.
But also Stay, not from the same company, but
staying in my heart.
But they also produce their own music. They're like three Racha.
Yes, they are.
Very much so, right?
Mm-hmm. So, during the 100 days since Cordis debuted, they did release a really wholesome video on their 100 days. But this was shot the day of their debut. So they were just releasing it now. Honestly, this video made me cry. It tugged at my heartstrings. So, like, if you want to cry and have a good cry, go watch this video.
Then again, a lot of things make you cry.
But this one really did.
Fairly easily.
That's true. But this one made me cry a lot because it dealt with family, and I feel like I'm very emotional
for family. we just watched Culinary Class Wars the second season, and you cried
in
the first or second episode, yeah. Like when they were talking about one of the people. So there you go. See, it's pretty easy,
right? Okay, I'm trying to get through this without crying. So hopefully, like if you, anyway. So basically, the staff celebrated the debut of Cordis, and they surprised the boys with a cake, streamers, balloons. You could tell that Cordis were very surprised and very thankful because they didn't even know that was going to happen. The staff also told them that they had some special messages from people who couldn't be there with them today or like of their debut. And they told the boys to basically sit down and watch the screen. Each of the members' family left a message for them. So the staff told the family of Cordis to basically record a 1-minute video message for the boys. It was super touching, and As soon as James's mom said her message to him and saw him crying, I immediately started crying. That's just how easy it is for me. Like, once I see someone crying, I'm going to cry too. So, but his mom was so cute. She kept saying in the message to him, "I'm not going to cry." She was speaking in English as well. Like, she was saying all of her message in English. She said, "I remember when there was one time you started to learn dancing and you asked me, how was it? And I said, oh, so great. You're so talented. And then she was like, I'm so bad. I don't have any talent. And then you told mommy, your talent is being my mom." So like, James is really young back then. And she's like, "That time I thought, as time goes by, I thought, yeah, maybe that's really my talent. So thank you for giving me that talent." And I was crying.
Is his mom, like, is she the one that's Hongkonese, or?
I'm not sure, but she was saying all of this in English. So
probably she might be the one from Hong Kong, because he's half Korean, right?
He's Thai.
Oh, Thai. That's right.
And Hongkonese.
Shit, that's right.
But he grew up in Taiwan. But
yeah, it's all over the place.
I know. I'm just like.
But I know we have a lot of friends that are Thai and they speak like fine English too. So I don't even know.
I don't know. I didn't actually go look that up. But yeah, when she said that, I was like bawling my eyes out. I was like, oh my God. So Songyeon, who was sitting next to James when this was happening.
And already crying too, huh?
He wasn't. As soon as he saw James started to cry, he put his arm around him. I feel like Songyeon is very, very like, he's super empathetic, very empath. Like, he notices all that kind of stuff around him. When, like, he sees another member struggling or, like, they're sad, like, he will be the first one to comfort the member. So this is honestly why I love him. And then, like, I feel like he is still in my bias line for that reason, because he is very, like, very empathetic and sweet. And I like that as a personality. So Kono also started tearing up hearing the messages from his family. And then, like, basically, after the parents' messages, the boys were asked to give a little message back to everyone that was, like, attending there today, and that they could, like, tell the, you know, their family and stuff. So when it was Songyeon's turn, he couldn't even say anything without wanting to cry. And like, watching him, I was crying too, because he was struggling so hard to get the words out. And then the other members were just like all comforting him. And then he tried again and he kept wanting to cry. And he kept always look, because James was standing next to him, and he kept looking over to James, who would tell him, "It's okay, just push through." And James saw, like, how much Songyeon was actually struggling. Like, Songyeon would, like, try to speak into the mic, and then he'd just, like, start crying. And then, so James put his hands, like, on the side of Songyeon's face, and he was, like, and Songyeon was, like, crying, and he's, like, told him, "You can do it, just push, send your words out there." And it's just, like, after that, like, he really pushed through, and like, he was able to. It seemed like he struggled the most. Like, all the other members kind of like sucked it off, and then
there's
just,
your
like,
empaths for you.
That's why. That is totally me, and I totally understand him. So I was like, oh, Songyeon. But Cordis, I can't remember what was this for. Cordis performs a cover of BTS's Mic Drop. What was this for? Oh, no, this was for the Japanese Global
Music
Bank.
The one that we can't fucking watch it anywhere.
So I was only able to watch, like, fan cams. And someone did record the whole fucking screen, like, the TV that it was on. So I got to watch it. And seriously, if you don't think this is an amazing performance as an ARMY, then I'd say you are a hater and lying to yourself, because this was so good.
It was fucking good.
They really pulled it off.
A lot of comments I've been seeing are like
very positive, right?
From ARMY too, yes. Though, to be honest.
Yeah. So that's why I said, like, if you're an ARMY and watch this and be like, oh, like, they're not that good, you're just hating. Konho was even wearing a bandana headband like V did in the music video. So it was like very iconic. Also, I watched so much on the... So, like, Martin was actually on Lee Mujin's service show. This was on December 16th. And then I did put this note that I was super excited because the preview of it showed him singing Big Bang's Haru Haru, which is like one of my favorite Big Bang songs.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. But like the way that Martin sings, his vocal, like singing voice, it has like that grittiness or like raspiness to it. So I don't know. I really liked it. Maybe I'm just being biased, but I did have some like listeners, because I posted it on stories, and they did message me about this, and they were like,
"Oh shit, really?"
Yeah, okay. And they were like, "Oh my god, like it was so good. Like Haley, have you watched it? Like his voice is so good." So like that's coming from like an unbiased view. So I was like, "Damn, okay."
The raspy really voice good. I get too. Like I feel like there's some singers that have that weird like.
Yeah.
It's like a really nice, like, it's like it's like a really smooth grittiness.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain it because
that's Martin's voice.
What do you call that? Suin from Meow. Mm-hmm. She has like this, like, she has something similar. It's like, you know, like there's like that deep tone that like some female vocalists have, like a soulful sounding thing. Yeah. So I kind of get the grittiness that you mean, like the little undertones, especially you could hear it like at the end of their like breath or at the end of some like words.
Yeah. It sounded so good, honestly. It was interesting though, because like Martin's singing voice can either be very angelic, like it can be without that grittiness. Like he has like a way to control it. And like for specific songs, he will just sound very angelic, like when he sang Versace on the floor, and like when he did like that preview of Eyelet's song, the way he sang it, it sounded like very like high pitched and like girly almost. But then during like with Haru Haru, and like he did sing an Ed Sheeran song, Thinking Out Loud, and it was very like raspy and sexy sounding. You guys probably, because when they put the title, I was like, Ed Sheeran, like I do know some of his songs.
Yeah, you know so a many that you don't realize
songs,
it.
But I don't know the title of the song.
Yeah, you wouldn't realize it, but you know a lot of his songs.
But then when Martin started singing, I was like, oh, it's this song. I love this song. So like, it's called Thinking Out Loud, but it's like that one that says, darling you, loving you. Till we're 70 or something like that. But you guys all know the song. Like when you hear it, you will know what it is. And then honestly, like when he was singing it, he gave me goosebumps. And then because I did post that on our stories too, and I had listeners also reply to that and were like, oh my god, like I haven't watched the episode, but he's really, really good. And these aren't Cordis fans. So I'm like saying this from a very like unbiased opinion. I'm just
very
like, that's
biased,
not credible.
Unbiased opinion.
He sounds so freaking good, okay? And then Lee Mujin also asked Martin if they expected the popularity that they got so fast. Because obviously, like, it's been 3 months. They're hella popular already. And Martin said, no, not at all. We thought it would take a long time. And they were worried that because their sound and vibe is so different, that it might not be perceived well from, like, fans or, like, K-pop fans, you know? And then obviously that's not true because they're a fucking hit and, like, they have so many, like, fans already. And it's been only 3 months since their debut. He also sang Deja Vu by TXT, which Martin did help write for TXT. And then
I mean, yeah, they have his collection of songwriting is already beginning at such a young age. It's crazy.
Right. And then I think Lee Mujin also asked, he was like, for Eyelet's song specifically, he was like, did you get a lot of royalties? Like he said that like straight up.
Oh, I think I saw a clip of that. And he's like, yeah, right?
Like, yeah, and he's like, yeah. And he's like, he wanted to stay humble, obviously. And then Mujin also says to Martin, you could have been a successful songwriter. So why did you even choose to be an idol? And then Martin said, he loves making music, but the real finale happens when you're on stage. I think I'm addicted to the adrenaline rush you get from the cheers and the stage itself. So that's the reason why he decided to be a songwriter and, I guess, an idol.
I'm sure it's the same for James too, though.
No, yeah, for sure.
I feel like it, yeah.
It's not for Yoongi from BTS. He wanted to be a songwriter, and that's it. He didn't want to be an idol, but they pushed him. They pushed him to be an idol. Martin. Oh, and then Mujin was like, "Was there a particular reason you became interested in K-pop amongst all music. Martin was like, I always loved music, but didn't really know much about K-pop. My older sister used to play a lot of Big Bang songs. And at the time, BTS were on the rise, so she loved their songs too. She told me, I think something like BTS would suit you. How about auditioning for Big Hit? So I decided to audition at the age of 11. My sister taught me how to dance for the audition. She was in a dance club. So like, thanks to his sister, she's the one that pushed him.
That's really interesting.
I know. So I didn't know, like, because like I like watching like these kind of shows.
Obviously older sister,
yeah,
right?
He's
like way older or like,
I don't know how much older, but okay. Then, I mean, she was into Big Bang. So like maybe, but yeah, so that's it for Cordis.
That was great. That's pretty interesting, though.
No, I like watching those kind of things because I learn, like, new facts about them because, well, I was like, damn.
I think you can apply that to anything, Haley. Like, in terms of, like, any of the fucking... You make this sound like it's, oh, like, you...
No,
this is
for any
gonna
group.
Be mind blowing. No, yeah, literally, it applies group. To like all the different things. Like any group we need to watch. That's why I need to.
Like, if
that's
you
why
want
I need to catch
to,
up and with all my groups as
if
well.
If you want to learn more stuff about your groups, basically, you have to watch all these shows.
Yeah, like all these like little.
Otherwise, it'll
all
be
these
very,
little shows and everything. Oh my gosh,
it's gonna be very surface level. Otherwise, I mean, some people want to be surface level. That's fine.
You're like, oh, that's fine. The way you say it, it's just like, oh, long hair, don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, go for it. BTS.
BTS. So they went live as a group on December 16, making it their first full group live stream since all seven members reunited. And it was like at their studio. During the broadcast, BTS chatted casually with fans and shared candid thoughts about the past year, their current preparations, and plans moving forward.
Are you okay?
You're going to have to help me with this because my voice is going to go.
Welcome to my world when I like had like all these other shows.
But I feel
nonstop.
Like this is a lot more because like there's usually you in between. There's been no you this whole episode.
Oh, I don't. There was a couple like this, Haley.
No, because I always have Stray Kids and BTS news, no matter what, no matter how many girl groups you have. So, Namjoon also shared a personal update revealing that he recently obtained his driver's license.
Wow, that's
congratulations,
shocking.
Congratulations, Namjoon.
I feel like it was like a whole, it was an event for all of ARMY. Everyone is just like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Even one of my coworkers, like one is like one of these other moms that works in my like my team, like one of the other nurse coworkers in my like, remember I'm a nurse, but I don't work in the hospital anymore. So I work from home and we have like different teams for like our medical reviews and all that. This is for, not for you, Haley. You obviously know all this.
Right, yeah,
but,
I know.
But I'm for everyone else. So we do medical reviews and everything like that. And it's funny just because she messaged me, I think, I don't know if it was today or yesterday.
Breaking news.
She's just like, hello, my fellow, she put my fellow ARMY, Stay, MOA, blah, like all these boy groups that she listens to. And then she's like, did you see RM got his license? And I was like, yeah,
it's
I can't
like a
believe
revelation.
It. It's happened. It finally happened. It's literally like an event for the century. But yeah, he finally did it. And it's just funny. Like everyone's
celebrating
it. It's cool though, but no, it's still funny. But I'm kind of surprised, to be honest.
Namjoon was like, I don't plan on buying a car. I just wanted to get it. I wanted to overcome my trauma.
This man, you can fucking afford any fucking car you want.
It's like, I just have my license, like if they need me to drive, I guess. The members
like, if Yoongi needs me to drive so he doesn't crash on his damn scooter on the way home. If they need a DD, I will drive them.
My.
That's probably why.
Maybe.
There's some leader responsibility behind this. Is
I
like
guess.
I don't want any of you mofos to get any other
any
problem,
troubles,
or like even injuries. Just call me. I will pick you up and drive you home.
Good for him.
I appreciate that. Thinking on it now, that might be one of the big reasons, especially with everything, all the news when he like with Yoongi and everything. He's like, what the hell?
He's like,
so
on,
I appreciate that. To be honest, it's kind of like putting two and two together in person. I think that might be it.
The members explained that they had gathered after a choreography practice session before turning like on the live. Jimin shared, we've been practicing together, then meeting up in the evenings to talk and hang out. Yoongi said, it might be better to just do a concert already.
He's
stop
over this.
Preparing.
He's over this. He's like, this is freestyle. We know all the choreo for the old songs. Let's just have a good time. They're like, haven't you guys been watching Blackpink? They don't give a fuck. I know. Just having a great time.
Namjoon was like, I want to start as soon as possible. This year needs to end. It feels unbearable. J-Hope laughed and was
no,
like...
No, RM, I want this year to, like, just hold on. I need more money and to save up and to prepare for all the madness next year.
J-Hope laughed, adding that there was still much more to prepare. And Jungkook was like, we're not even 10% ready yet.
He's like, yeah, we're nope.
Oh my god. So Namjoon also expressed his frustrations about not being able to share details with ARMY. He's like, I can't say what we're preparing or how much. When is the company announcing it? It's driving me crazy. He's like, HYBE, please announce it already. I have another meeting tomorrow.
I'm curious. It's like, what is this now?
It's like, they want dates out already. So, like, you know, ARMY can get excited, start preparing and stuff. But, yeah, so we'll see. Like, he said in the near future.
It's, like, weird, though. I can't say what we're preparing or how much. It's like, what does that mean?
It means,
it's,
like...
If it's not, it can't be just for a tour. This is something else. Because it doesn't sound like...
No, like, for the album, probably, like, and then, like, if they're going to tour.
Can't
like
say what we are preparing or how much. That, I don't, that throws me off.
Or how much we've prepared, maybe. Or
no, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I feel like RM says all his stuff at, like,
and he means
face
it.
Value of what it is, because he doesn't play like that.
This is just quote for quote, like, on the live, so
I'm
curious.
I'm really curious. It's something, it should be very something, like, we're not expecting, so, yeah.
So, also, V uploaded a mini vlog from his time in Hawaii. He went with his friend group, the popular celebrity friend group
yes.
called the Wooga Squad.
The Wooga Squad, baby. Rolling deep. So, I like it when they all go to... A lot of idols love going to Hawaii.
They do. Like, it's relaxing. Cool.
I mean, Scoops and Mingyu were like the last ones I remember. I remember watching Jihyo and talking about Jihyo's vlog when she was
AT's
with her family.
Went there as well.
So it's cool. Like, so if you live in Hawaii, which some of our listeners do, shout out to y'all. You know, like Oahu. Haley.
Right.
Remember Haley's family still lives there.
Yeah. So he was actually on Oahu because, like, me and Joker recognized a lot of these places.
This dude was in,
Lanikai.
Lanikai or something? Yeah, he looked like he was
so they were actually staying near Lanikai because, like, they went to the beach there.
They went to, like, they even had, like, this one area where, like, the outside, I knew that street driving there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been to that fucking, I think it's Walgreens or some shit across the street.
It was, like, where the old Boots and Kimo's used to be, which is, like, a pancake breakfast place, which is amazing.
Fucking
if you go
bomb.
Hawaii, you have to get their MacNut pancakes and their
It's still one of the
ribs.
Best. We've, like, I've had other MacNut pancakes in a lot of places now, but still, like, I think they have, like, one of the best
and
ones.
And their short ribs are really good, too.
Actually, you know what? It is. Because I know, like...
Pipikalo, I think it's called, right?
No, I think you're confusing that with...
Helena's.
But, yeah, their short ribs are really good, too. I mean, yeah, this is now a food... food podcast.
And they also, V also went to like Paradise Cove where they attended a luau, which is near Ko'olina, which is kind of near where my brother works actually.
Yeah, and pretty crazy.
Yeah, so it was just cool because I was like, damn, I like seeing it because like I miss Hawaii too. But yeah, Stray Kids.
Here we go.
Thank God I don't have too much about them.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't that as much as you thought it was. It was like, I was like, I need to group them up together because I know you're going to talk some cordis.
Yeah.
With everybody.
So Felix is now the face of Spotify Naver campaign. Naver and Spotify have launched.
What is he not the face of?
Yeah.
We finally saw
him. He's everywhere.
At the Gongcha. Like, we finally went to one of our Gongchas.
In the U.S.
Yeah. Because I know
he's
many of you in
Asia.
We already know that. But like. Far in between, like in the U.S., there's some gongchas here and there, and you wouldn't have even known he just popped up while we were ordering it on the screen. So we're like, yay! And of course, everything that he was, saying, oh, you should get this, his recommendations all fucking sold out. So
but it's okay because I still ordered it, but like it didn't have the Felix special on it, I guess. But anyway, so Naver and Spotify have launched a landmark collaboration uniting Korea's largest online ecosystem with the world's biggest music streaming platform. And Felix was chosen as the face because he's one of Korea's most influential and globally recognized artists. Well, yeah, he's literally everywhere.
Is that like, that's like an understatement at this point.
I know. So to celebrate the rollout, Naver and Spotify will host a special party and pop-up event on December 22nd in Songsu-dong, of course in Korea. Felix and several participating artists are scheduled to appear, and applications to attend are open from today until December 15th. So this is old news. So it's already done. Sorry, guys.
Womp womp.
But yeah, so I mean, yeah, so that's happening. Also, Han will be featured in GQ Korea's January 2026 issue. He's appearing in the editorial My Pace on page 150. They already have the page there for you if you're going to get this magazine, where he reflects on my speed, my lane, and my pace. The concept perfectly captures Han's personal mindset and artistic identity. So, I'm going to bring up Cordis again. So, like, they did drop something for GQ Korea as well for January 2026. And Cordis is going to be the face for this issue.
Wow, so you get both.
So, Han's going to be in that, but then Cordis is the main, I guess, artist for that issue. All so right. There, so you can get
stay core.
So like there's 6 issues for the GQ magazine, so one with the group Cordis and then each individual member. So
of course, right? I feel like they always do that.
Yeah, for them, like I just want their group stuff, to be honest.
Of course you do. Yeah, of Cordis.
Because like honestly with Cordis, I'm not going to say anything.
You're going to say, I'm an OT stan, but well, I like Martin more than all of them.
And Sungyeon. But then, like, it's so close because, like, Juhun, Kano, and James, I really like them too. So maybe I'm close to an OT.
You're like, OT I get 5. It. There's some groups where you're just like, oh, I feel so close to an OT stan.
No, yeah.
And I feel that way for, like, NMIX.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, it's weird because I'm always going between biases. Like, I had a moment where, like, in the beginning, I like Sullyan just because she's, like, Sana and Chewie combined. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I was like, oh, you know what? I think I like Jiwoo. And then Kyujin also, like, popped up for me. But then all of them are just, like, I'm like, you know what? I like all of them. Haewon, I started liking Haewon a lot because our friend kept feeding pushing her. But she's actually really funny. Like, all the shows I watch.
She's funny.
So her personality, yes, like, really rubbed off on me. And I was like, oh, she's really funny. Like, so, NMIX, I'm very close to, like, an OT stand. Because it's just, I'm hopping around everywhere, which I feel like that's possibly what an OT stand should be.
Yeah, because, like, with Cordis, they are the only boy group where I feel that way. Because, like,
it's very strongly for, like, specific other... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, for, like, Boy Next Door, Stray Kids, BTS, there's, like, a very strong bias. Like, I don't hop around too much.
I get it.
Cordis, like, I find myself, like, I see videos of James. I'm like, holy shit, he's like a hot vampire.
And then all of a sudden, he's a fucking, goofy goober.
I love that duality.
Like, and then you see him doing all this, like, stupid stuff with his neck. I'm like, what the fuck is
going on? So, like, I watched that episode to see what the fuck he was doing. So, he was pretending to be, like, the thumb in Thumb Wars. So, he's, like, moving his neck.
That's impressive, bro. Like, I would, like, pop a blood vessel trying to do that
shit. Because he was talking about, like, oh, you can't beat Martin because his thumb is so long and it's, like, it'll be like this, and so that's why he was moving his neck like that.
That reason is even fucking worse than what I ever thought.
Yeah, exactly.
That is hilarious. They're good. There's a reason why I really like them too. Mm. Like, aside from the music, I'm like, shit, they're dumb.
Yeah, they're only beginning they're too. So like, who knows how they much really more don't care. Dumb
it's
they're gonna
get worse and worse. You think it's getting already?
It's not gonna get better. It's gonna get worse in the best way possible.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, there's no other groups. Like, I feel like all the other girl groups that I have like bias. I have a very strong bias.
Yeah.
For like a lot of them.
Yeah.
We're about to end pretty early, but I want to see, just to kind of give us some time. I'm just because this thought now is in my head, like. Okay, so for you, like, Boy Next Door, it's so obvious.
Yeah, Songho, like, powers.
Not even anyone.
There's nothing.
But, like, BTS, because you're... Jimin is still biased, but you love Jungkook a lot.
I love Jungkook.
Like, I get that. I'm trying to think. ZB1, you're toxic Ricky bias.
Yeah. Granted.
I'm trying to think, okay, like, Stray Kids, it's too easy. Changbin and Hyunjin for you.
Exactly.
Husband and wife.
It's like, sometimes I honestly do lean towards Bangchan and like Han.
But still, it's not. What about the other couple members?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I like them, but then it's just like...
It's probably easier to OT stan like groups also that are like
Smaller?
Not just that. Well, not just that. No. I wasn't gonna say smaller. Yeah. Like, for like the opposite gender that you're not like, if you're not attracted to either. Mm. I feel like because you're more fair. Like, you're not just basing it off like for feral simping? Reasons, simp reasons. Yeah. Yeah. Right, so like that's why like I'm like looking at myself like for the guy groups I can kind of see myself being able to justify some OT standing. Although no, I'm like
BTS is definitely Jin for you, right? Well, yeah, but then you Jin, like Jungkook. Yeah,
it's too easy. I actually like RM has grown a lot on me too, but like besides that, and then Yoongi too, just maybe because he's my birthday brother. See, it's like finding reasons to like lift everyone up.
Yeah.
The other ones, the other way around, when you buy someone, you're just like, you're bringing up your buy so much that the others are just left down there and it doesn't matter. They're just drowning. It's like that meme. It's like the kid. It's like the swimming pool meme.
Yeah. And the other one's just like turning.
Because I'm thinking like the girl groups that I buy. That's why NMIX is interesting to me because like it's so close because all of them I'm finding reasons why. Right,
and
because
you like Lily because her vocals are crazy.
And then Lily is literally half Australian and she's like you. And our friend calls Haley Lily and Lily Haley.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like whenever NMIX comes up, our friend Erwin is like, it's Haley. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. I can't say anything about that. She's half Asian, half Korean, half Australian. I'm trying to go like my top five is like, okay, it's too easy. Twice, Sana.
Right, Sana.
Sana is way over everybody. Blackpink, Jennie. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is close though.
Yeah.
But Jennie's just way higher. Yeah, I like all the members. Like, it's so hard.
That's probably like another group.
Okay, if anything, they're like very close. I know for you, right? I feel like OT for them.
Yeah,
I can definitely
because like I do like the members pretty evenly. You like find I do reasons have to, a like, bias. Really like it's them. Rosé, but then like if you, I love all you of could them. Be,
and then I feel the same way, but it's just Jennie's way higher still. But the other three, it's like it's still close. Yeah, and it's so still close. Even. I mean, Jisoo is technically, I still consider my record, but like. It's so close. And then going from that, like, then we have, I mean, I guess New Jeans. I mean, Minji climbed up so far high, like, quickly just because of that, like, interactions and everything with her. But
I
in terms
I
of,
I can probably OT them. I think I can.
I think New Jeans is another close one because I can find reasons to like every member. Except now with like the craziness of Honey. Unfortunately. Yeah. Even though I had great memories and like good times with Honey. Cool. Like until like all the stuff happened. Check out our New Jeans episode, special episode if you haven't listened to that yet. A lot of you actually have.
Yeah.
Messages about it, left comments. It was really interesting.
Like, all positive comments for us. So I'm glad
people at least found some entertainment and information out of it. We try to be as fair and informative and also as heartless as possible towards the asshole that left us that crazy comment about us or message about us or to us. And let's see, Le Sserafim, Yoonjin is too high up there for me. She's so dumb yet so hot.
That could be also a group that I could OT.
I feel like for you it's possible, and I really like Eunche and Sakura too.
Yeah,
a lot,
because she's like
Sakura's like our fellow weeb.
Her her interests are very similar to mine.
And then you like Chaewon. Yeah. She hates beans.
She's so funny.
She's very similar to Haley. She has
cuteness, aggression,
anger issues. Oh. And then
I hate beans from my
Chipotle
order.
Quote unquote Chipotle. I've been sending you so many edits. Well, I don't know why there's so many fucking beans edits.
I hate beans. No beans.
She sounds like she's from the Harry Potter movie. Let's see. I'm talk about obviously Meow is up there for me. Swim Kim is so far ahead, but I biased Ella. Getting into Meow.
That's true.
She was like, I like Ella.
But till I feel like all the members of Meow are very likable.
They're very likable and they're all visually stunning, honestly. Yeah. But it's just Ella and Suin stand out way more for me.
I think I'm OG
just
for
from
them.
A from attractive standpoint. There's something about me that they get me feral. Like that's like the simp feralness I'm talking about. But all the members are like gorgeous.
Right.
I mean, Anna is like arguably one of like the Gen 5 visuals.
Yeah, for sure.
Of all of Gen 5. And then freaking you got like a model version looking of like Jiho, like in Gowon's like face and everything. Right. And she's like she's really smart too. Yeah. And then Naren is just like an overall everything. And she's obviously super pretty too. So yeah. And then last but not least, like the other group that I bias, Baby Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Haley does not really like Aehyun, or you don't hate her. It's just you You don't like her for the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah. But that's personal, so.
Yeah, because she reminds Haley of someone that she does. Hate. She, yeah, hate, actually. Not even does not
he
like.
He doesn't see it. So
I
I'm
don't
like,
see it. So
I'm
that's
like,
why I'm like, ooh, thank God. Because... I wish you could see it from my light. I don't think Ahion, like I'm used to calling her Ahion already because in the U.S. they always kept saying it like that. I like Rora and Asa a lot too, though. They're like right there, but Ahion. Something about, you know, like because Jenny gets a lot of hate too, you know.
Oh yeah, but so I mean, it's I like love I'm used to, Jenny.
Yeah, I know that, but at least you're on that side.
Yeah,
there's a lot. There's the opposite side for Ahion also.
Yeah.
So I'm like one of the defenders of the protectors.
I don't think she deserves any of that. Like, I'm not to that point where I'm like, I don't like her.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean by that. Okay, never mind. I thought you meant something.
Ahion doesn't deserve that hate.
Okay, I ranted long enough to get us to the 1 hour, 15 minute mark. I hope that was interesting enough, though. But it's something that, like, caught my attention because I'm wondering, do any of you all have, like, any... I know some of you have told us you're an OT stan.
Yeah.
And I understand why. But, like, are there any of you where, you're like, now you're thinking about it, you're like, you know, it's really close. Like, I can possibly hit OT standing for this one group. And which group is it? But
the closest for me is, I think, just Cordis. For guy groups.
And that says a lot, because that's, like, your alt group.
Right.
Nmix is not my alt group. Yeah. But I enjoy them, and I like them a lot. I've watched enough content on them to be able to, like, judge them, too. That's the thing, too. Once you can't, like, I feel like you have, like you mentioned before, like, in this episode, you need to watch stuff so you get to know them. You don't know their personalities or anything about them. Like, everything is face value unless you watch their content.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that could bring people up, too. Like,
oh, that's true. Because like a member that you didn't really notice.
And you're like, oh, shit,
damn.
She's funny. Or or like, oh, you know what? She thinks like this. Or like, look at it. When I told Haley about the fucking Haywan and fucking the beans. And I show.
Chaywan?
Sorry, Haywan. Haywan. Add a seeth to that. Sorry. Chaywan about the beans and then the cuteness aggression to the cake.
I'm like, that's me.
I'm like, she's like you. Yeah. Like, you guys are like one in the same. She's your spirit idol.
She is my spirit animal.
Idol. Yeah, there you go. Anyways. I think that's it.
Yep.
Anyways, thank you again for everyone tuning
in.
We'll still have an episode before that. You're getting too far ahead. Haley's getting there. Happy holidays, though, in advance.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all the winners. Thank you to everyone that joined in, messaged us.
Yeah, we had a lot.
This was a lot more entries than any other thing before, so it was really awesome. It was, you know... multinational kind of thing. It was really cool because, you know, we will send it anywhere and everywhere, wherever the winner is. So congrats to them. We'll be sending the DMs and all that info. Hopefully one day someone else will be winning, because that's all you have to do is just keep tuning in. And when we have these giveaways and everything, it's usually during like major things going on, like KCon, like Haley and I going on vacation. Or just like any other things, like sometimes, you know, even like some releases, you know, when we did the signed Lisa giveaway for the signed album. So just keep tuning in. We appreciate everyone's support, your comments. You don't have to agree with us, just be respectful, of course. And you can always message us and actually chat with us, which many of you do now.
Yeah,
like after you got your first message out, you know, sending us more stuff, you're kind of getting more comfortable. Haley and I are just regular K-pop human being stans too. So you just chat with us whenever we have time to reply back, as you know, we're also busy with our lives.
Right.
Where can they do that though, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast.
Exactly. And we've been posting nothing lately because it's just so.
I posted Martin.
Really? As a oh yeah, and you did
not
your,
as
like,
a reel,
but then
like,
you posted that one dance when you were doing.
I
recorded the Cordis Go challenge for you
in Japan,
walking around Japan. But you posted it on your personal account. That is private, so no one's gonna see that.
No,
I wish
they see it.
Oh,
for permission to stand, if you do it as a collaborator, everyone sees it.
Oh, really?
But I can't tag people. You can tag it in like
what
the
fuck was that? Did you just punch off the wall? What the hell is
that? That I was trying to get off the chair. Remember that thing underneath?
Oh my gosh!
I finally got it off. Yay!
Yeah, no one knows what
it's
the hell you're talking
fine.
About. Anyways, oh, I didn't know that. I thought like just
no,
because you're
everyone,
the original poster is private.
No.
Okay.
The followers from our podcast are liking it. They can see it.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
So it takes you public.
Yes, just that post only.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah, I've learned something new just
otherwise
now.
I wouldn't have tagged it. Come
interesting.
On now.
No, I thought you just wouldn't have in general. That's Haley's ending. Goodbye. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. Do all the stuff we said. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Take care. So you're going to do it, Haley? Do it.
No. I do the peace sign or the peace part.
Oh, they won't see your sign.
That's fine.
Everyone, please take care. Till the next episode, stay safe. And as always,
peace.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.